Rosé, Meek Millie, and Billy. Too good to be true. Another one.
Yeah, yeah. Ha.
Real talk show.
I'm so high.
Another one.
Yes to the sky.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we here, another one, Real Talk Show.
Episode 9, Nueve.
Episode 9.
Welcome to it, man.
Pretty soon to be 900, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We're going to talk that episode 1,000 loading. Talking into the future. We're manifesting right now.
Word.
You already know who it is, man. Your boy Jersey Jules in the motherfucking building.
Yes. Boy Credit Corey. Yeah. At credit.corey. Yes, sir.
Jersey. Jersey underscore Julz. Mm-hmm. The Real Talk Show, the number 2. At The Real Talk Show, the number 2. Shout out to DJ Chase.
Yeah, shout out DJ Chase
Radio. Catch us on all platforms.
All
platforms. All platforms. iHeart. iTunes.
Everywhere you can listen to music, you know what I mean? We on.
Subscribe to our YouTube. let's get all the chit chat out the way, you man. Know? We've been going for a couple weeks and stuff. We had to regroup. And we back. We ain't going nowhere. Get used to us.
We here.
Shout out to our sis L Pretty B.
Yes. Shout
you
out
know
to
it, us. Man.
You know what's up.
See.
You gonna get into it?
Let's get into it.
So we're going to get into this Holly Weir segment. Start off with the first segment.
Yeah.
Princess Love announces her and Ray J's
Before we get into it, man, you know I had to intervene, man. How you been, my brother,
yeah,
man?
I've been good, man. Everything been good, you know. I'm happy we back in here.
Yeah.
Know? But everything been good, man. The weather getting nice, you
Amen
know.
Amen to that, man. Amen shout out to the weather, man. Me?
Definitely shout out to the weather, for sure.
Yeah, man. For real, man. Like, my birthday around the corner. I'm looking forward to it, man. I got a very busy month going on. You feel me? We got a very busy month going on individually and as a crew and stuff like that. We got so many things to share with you guys going into this episode. So sit back, relax. Pop a bottle of Bel Air. If you feel it a little comfy, go ahead and pop that V on. You feel me? Shout out to Clarity. You feel me? ShopTravelBoss.com. And we out here, man. These segments that we going into, man, we got the Holly Weir segment.
We got the World segment.
The World segment.
Into a little credit
sports
talk,
segment.
You know, sports.
And then, you know, we're going to go into some real life shit, man.
I mean,
like,
definitely some music.
I got a lot of knowledge to drop on you motherfuckers, man. So, like, sit back. Relax, family, and let's get it.
We're going to vibe. So, first topic, you know what I mean? Princess Love announces her and Ray J's divorce.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Shout out to them on the divorce, but this is like the third time.
Shout out to them, man, on that divorce because I gave them the round of applause. Exactly. You know what I mean? They've been teetering with it a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really like speaking on my personal life and stuff, but I have experienced a divorce before, and it's nothing to play with. You feel me? It's nothing to use as a weapon and stuff. Like, oh, then divorce me. I'm leaving. And just because you're in an argument and stuff, it's nothing that.
Divorce for a small argument.
Exactly, man. So you know what I mean, you know, let's get used to killing toxicity, killing the toxic habits and stuff like that. So shout out to them, man.
Word. So Kanye says Adidas is putting out fake Yeezys and not paying him for it.
You think that's true?
I feel like it's true. I feel it.
I don't put it past them.
They're gonna say,
he said,
you know,
I don't care.
No, he said they not gonna care.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like on some, what Kanye gonna really do if they do it. So
I mean, it's
a lot he can do.
But are they gonna get caught doing it?
I should say, are they scared to do it? They just gonna do it anyway, so.
I don't even think Adidas respect them at this point. Yeah. They just doing whatever. And they just like, hey, man, this is that. And we're going to do whatever. We're Adidas. They probably feel like they put Kanye on. This is my perspective. You feel me? I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
They probably got a lot of them in inventory, too.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? They just trying to release, trying to make a couple dollars because they still got to pay him, like he said.
For sure. So CNN pays Don Lemon $24.5 million in a firing lawsuit.
Mm.
That's a lot of bread.
That's a lot of bread.
I'm getting sued out here. Like a lot of lawsuits, man.
Hey, it's a scary world where everybody is throwing lawyers and the law around and stuff like that. And nah, you can't play around, man. Sure. A fender bender cost you a few thousand, man. Like,
right,
I've been in situations, man. If you don't haven't been in this situation, these are grown up talks. You feel me? Big money right there.
Yeah, look, another one. Diddy is sued. Diddy. I don't know if I can keep talking about Diddy.
Uncle Bernie gonna be popping
Diddy
in my head.
Diddy sued for $30 million by former producer and videographer for sexual harassment. Another one.
Is there an end coming to it, or?
I think it's gonna be an end, man.
Are we going for a surviving Diddy, or what we doing?
If they see him keep giving out the money, they just gonna keep coming up.
Hey, man, I guess that Diddy best bid at this point. Not saying, just saying. Yeah. If you did it, if you didn't, just give up the money, because I don't see no legal troubles coming your way, man. Shit, what you gonna do? Jail or you gonna pay up? It's one of the order. Exactly. That nigga paying up ASAP with no questions asked too.
24 hours.
So. Like no questions asked.
Coming out. AT&T. This was crazy. So AT&T, the whole little outage that was going on. Say AT&T paid out their customers $5 in credit.
You got $5 for my inconvenience.
Out
of their millions. Damn, boy. Penny pinching, y'all, yo. See, y'all want to keep going with AT&T, my service. Yeah. Man, penny pinching, y'all. That's what y'all get.
Yeah, that's crazy. They could have did better than that. Terrence Howard ordered to pay $900,000 back taxes after saying it's immoral to tax descendants of slaves in the U.S.
Terrence Howard, he a wild boy, yo. He always gonna say some off the wall shit. Like sometimes it makes you wonder, is this nigga still in character at the moment?
Find a way to get around them.
Nah, for real. The rich gonna try to get rid of them taxes. That's one thing the rich gonna do.
There's a lot of people out here on the gram talking about it too. Get around taxes. Do this. Get around these taxes.
We gonna get into that credit. So that's where you come into it. Tell me what we need to know. Help me. You feel me? Like.
You feel me?
IRS is no joke, man.
Ain't no getting around that. Ain't no escaping, man.
Ain't no
dispute letter for the IRS. You know what I mean?
It is what it is.
So Bishop Lamar Whitehead convicted of multiple fraud charges after scamming a retired church member out of $90,000.
That's a wild boy, yo.
He's wild for that.
That's a wild boy. That boy.
I knew he was gonna get convicted.
I knew he was going to get evicted. You feel me? Not only like staged this whole robbery on camera.
That's crazy.
You feel me? He ain't make that shit believable or nothing. I would say, nigga, pistol with me or something. Like, make them believe this shit, nigga. Like, crazy. Something. That's like.
So let's get into a little world. NASA seeks volunteers for 1-year simulation missions to Mars.
You going?
Nah, I don't even want to.
I'm good off that.
It's a simulation, so I think they just want to put people in, like, you know, the machine.
I'm good off that.
Testing you, and that's too much.
I'm good. Y'all let me know how y'all make out doing that. You feel me?
Yeah, that's crazy. You see they said volunteers. Like, that means they're trying to pay up. That's crazy. So
these the same people that ran around and went and got those COVID shots ASAP, man. Y'all can keep volunteering y'all life if y'all want to.
That's a fact.
Go ahead and visit that Titanic and shit in that little.
Yeah. Crazy,
rest in peace. Not funny though, but I'm not. You feel me?
Sure, Joelle Osteen, church shot up by a woman with a shotgun. That's crazy.
What?
Shot up the church with a shotgun.
Dang.
A woman. I don't know if he did something, but for a woman to come to the church and shoot it up.
I don't know. Ain't nothing worse than a scoring woman.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Hey.
I know personally,
nigga. Ain't nothing worse than a score motherfucking woman. Do you hear me? She hit you with a car.
She was ready, yo.
With a brick.
Whatever she got to do. By any means.
Y'all better stop playing with these women.
So shout out to this one. Big Meech coming home soon after Judge shaved off 3 years after his appeal. So shout out to that, man.
Man, free the big homie, man. The big homie was supposed to be home like 10 years ago. Y'all trying to keep him forever. The government is scared of the influence. Influence is a powerful motherfucking thing. Then you add influence with some bread.
Yeah, it's over.
Come on now, free the wave, man. Free Meech, stop, like, all right, let these guys do whatever, like, I mean, serve their time and stuff. But it's life after that, y'all do know that, right?
For sure.
Like, what happened to the justice system? Come on now, like, stop playing with people's lives, man. Shit, not cool no more.
Free him, man. Hopefully, he's
safe. Free the wave, man.
Be here next year, you know what I mean? So, NYC College, Albert Einstein College of Medicine, is now tuition free. After a professor made a $1 billion donation after Definitely shout out to him. For sure. Making it free.
That's what we need in the world.
More of that right there, for sure.
That, like, I'm in school right now. I'm a full-time student right now. I'm trying to be a physician assistant. You feel me? You can't be a rapper forever. You can't be a firefighter forever. You got to have a plan A through Z back to A. You feel me? So, like, that donation right there, a $1 billion donation. First of all, that professor probably ate Panera bread every day. Hey, son. Rest in peace to Professor. Definitely.
For one person to do that, it should be a lot more celebrities and stuff coming together.
Yeah, it's a lot of celebrities out here that do what they gotta do for the communities and hold it down. You feel me? It's a lot to name and stuff, but shout out to everybody who's taking that plunge, especially my boy Jeff out there, Clarity. You feel me? Yeah.
Shout out Jeff.
Shout out to the home team.
So CDC no longer requiring a 5-day isolation for COVID. They're treating it like the flu now.
We knew that was coming though. Like I just said, right, they had everybody so rushed, hurry up. They was threatening people's lives, their livelihood, how they make bread. You gonna get this shot or you ain't making no money.
And I was like, no.
And them bills ain't gonna stop.
Exactly.
Motherfuckers got the shot and they like, oh yeah, man, fuck that shit. That shit ain't shit.
Yeah,
motherfuckers is dying from the shot. They ain't even. Let me shut up. The government listening.
Don't get it.
Protect Jules at all costs. I told y'all Jules for 2024. Nah, this the real talk show, man. I ain't come up here to pussyfoot with the world, man. I ain't come up here to look cool, to be cute, be what all that other shit. We gonna come and we gonna talk about these subjects. We gonna talk about the real shit, man. We gonna put some hee hee, some ha ha's, but at the same time, man, you gonna get them Jules, man. Pun intended.
We knew it was gonna drop.
Yeah.
Not treating it like the flu, like it's a common cold.
Yeah, I just wanted to set the record straight. See, you feel me? I'm all hee hee ha ha shit. You know what I mean? I smoked a couple L's and shit, but I gotta let niggas know. You feel me? And like shit is business. You feel me? We ain't out here to play, man.
Absolutely. Georgia passes a bill that allows police to arrest anyone that they suspect to be in the country illegally. So let's talk about that. There's a lot to unpack with that whole situation. Like, how can you just look at someone and say, yeah, you're an immigrant? Like, is it clothes? Is it just they just look homeless? Like, that's wild, yo.
That's definitely I don't want to just say racist at the same time, but that's definitely prejudice right there.
Sure.
It's definitely stereotyping the shit out of somebody. You feel me? Like, how are we making that? Gotta go against that, like, one of the amendments. Like, you feel me? Like, you feel me?
He looked like an immigrant.
Yo, go get that. Like, oh, that's like pulling me over because I'm black. That's basically the paper bag test. Come on now. Yeah, you feel me? Let's come on. What type of shit is that? See,
that's wild, yo.
How we letting immigrants and stuff in, and now we being prejudiced against them and shit. Nah, motherfuckers. Yeah. Y'all motherfuckers did this. Y'all stood on it. Y'all pushing the agenda. You stand on that motherfucking ground. Y'all got to take the good with the bad,
crazy.
Too.
Like, really
I bet
crazy.
You if all of them came here and became doctors, they'll be like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, we did that. You got to take the motherfucking.
They're going to want to back that now.
Yeah, stand on that. Yeah.
That's crazy. So, Biden administration to cut credit late fees to only $8, right? So, there's some things with that. You know, I got some issues. It's a couple of things I think that's going to be good.
Mm, of course, $8. You going to get into that?
$8 is cool. It's a good thing. It helps people. But the credit card company is not beat. They're going to want that money back somehow, some way.
Interest.
And it's going to come with interest.
Damn.
Or it's going to come with less reward points. All those, oh, we get the points stacked up. They're going to take that down. Mm. Everything's going to be cut in half if that happens. It's going to get real creepy out here. You know what I mean? So the credit card is going to want that money back.
Mm.
That's how I feel about that.
Credit Corey putting two and two together for us. You feel me? This is what we. You feel me? I hope y'all taking notes. I'm telling you.
Shout out Biden though for the, you know what I mean, trying to make things happen.
Shout out to Biden trying to get that black vote.
Yeah,
I had a couple run-ins with Biden too, man. That's going
backfire.
You feel me? Yeah.
You said you had a couple run-ins with him?
Personal run-ins with him. Absolutely.
A little,
got squabbled, or that's not nah, we ain't squabbling. Niggas don't want that sauce. So it's gonna take the whole Secret Service, boo. But nah, on some real shit, I was doing. I gotta give it to him. Yeah. I was doing security at Hotel DuPont.
Oh, okay.
Down in Delaware and stuff. I used to live all over, you feel me? Like, you know what I mean? So that's why they call me Jersey Jules and shit, because everywhere I go, they say, hey, yo, Jersey, you feel me? And then when I'm in Jersey, they be like, Jules, which Jules? Oh, Jersey Jules, you feel me? Gotcha. So, but I was doing security down at the Hotel DuPont, and Biden was hosting his daughter's wedding there. Shit was a wave. They fucking trashed that shit. Yo. Yeah, we go over and having sex in the hallway and everything. I mean, nah, man, shit was a wave though. You feel me? Nah, I could talk. I ain't got no NDA. You know, shit. But nah, then my second time was when I was overseas.
Okay.
And you feel me? I deployed and shit. Y'all know I spent 13 years in the Air Force and shit.
I figured it was something.
You feel me? And then he came and we all was standing up for hours, bro, waiting for him. And you know, he probably had to do, make sure that everything was good. Undisclosed location. I'm like, all right, cool. He got up there and he told a bad joke and we all cranky and hungry and nobody laughed. And he said, dag, this is a dull crowd. Laugh, bunch of bastards.
Yeah. Swear
to God.
Sure. Wow.
Swear to God. That shit on YouTube and everything. Yeah, oh, bro. I swear to God, bro. We was like, yo, did he just call us a bunch of bastards?
Yeah.
Weird. I was like, yo, this nigga's a thug.
That's crazy. Nah, I gotta look.
But shout out to Biden, man. I see you trying to push a couple agendas and stuff, man. I think he should link with Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has some very good ideas, man. I am so mad that we ain't really give Bernie Sanders a chance.
I'm still on this video. You think it's still on YouTube? I don't think it's on YouTube no more.
Which video?
The video you say he called y'all bastards.
On Baby is on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's crazy. That's funny as
hell. Hey, man, I've been through a lot, bro. Like, I got stories for days. This is why, I wanted to.
13 years through that.
Yo, not even just like that. Like, I didn't live like 8 different lives, see?
That's crazy, yo.
Like, I live like a little rock star on a low, bro. Like, life is great, bro.
That's wild.
Stick around, yo. We got stories for days, y'all.
Yo, so listen to this. LGBTQ community movement officially banned in Russia and labeled as an extremist movement. Think about that. They not with it at all over there, so they not having it, basically.
Anybody overseas is really not with it.
They just not having it.
He is really not with it.
At all.
He is really not with
it. That's the only way I could sum that up. Like, I don't even know.
We gonna leave that there.
Yeah, we just gonna leave that for sure. Like,
I do not want that committee on my back.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about it though. Like, I can't have no opinion on something I don't know about. I need more information so I can have a subtle chappelle on it. Like, know what I mean? Before I throw my little 2 cent, my real talk in there, I gotta have more information. So I gotta dig on that one a little bit more. Next one though.
Kentucky Senate passes bill to slow pregnant women to receive child support. You know what I mean?
Type shit they on.
Yo, these states.
He like, say that shit now till he fuck around and get one of these his side thing.
Hey, stage. until the tables turned, right? That's funny as hell. That's hilarious, yo. That's hilarious. It's a lot of different things being passed out here, man. Oh, man. That's... Listen, man, they make me
they might be they say that life. Shit now. He fuck around and fuck around. Yeah. His ass gonna be paying child support.
All of a sudden the bill's gone. Like, come out of here.
But hey, be careful what you ask for out here, guys. Yeah, real fucking man, tears, bro. Oh.
Yeah, so let's shout out some of these sponsors real quick. Yeah.
Again, man, shout out to Silent Ground Productions, man. This shit is powered by Silent Ground Productions, Silent Ground _ PROD. You feel me? That's a record label, independent record label out in Jersey, doing their biggest things. I'm signed under them. You feel me? I am them. Sir. You feel me? Shout out to Clarity, man. Clarity doing great things out in the motherfucking community.
Gala coming up. We in there.
June 29th. Make sure you grab your tickets on Eventbrite.
Yes. Grab your tickets now. You know what I mean? And if you're a business looking to get out there, you know what I mean? Try to, you know what I mean? We've got sponsorships too.
So yes.
Definitely grab one.
Hit them up about the sponsorship package. You know what I mean? Instagram is @clarity_CV. That's Charlie Victor. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I took your military on y'all. Yeah, I need y'all to understand. They say I don't communicate properly, so I'm learning how to communicate properly. Yeah, shout out to Vion, man. Hey, yo, nah. Shout out to Vion, man. Hey, yo, man. Yes, the man. Real Talk Show is officially fucking sponsored by Clarity and fucking Vion, man. Give it up for us, man. Yeah. Man, hard work, but we ain't far from done. Man. Shout out to Bel Air. Shout out to Shop Travel Boss. Those Jersey frames out right now. Those my line, Jersey frames, you feel me? ShopTravelBoss.com.
Yes. So let's get into it. We're going to get into this quick credit segment. We'll give y'all a couple credit tips, credit conscious segment. Just give y'all a couple credit habits to have, just to develop winning credit. You know what I mean? I'm going to give y'all 10 items. So first one, never pay any of your accounts late. Auto pay is there. But when I tell people that, you know what I mean? They just go past it. But, you know, auto pay is there. Never pay any of your accounts late. Number two, avoid applying for too much credit too soon. I always tell people you can't just keep applying for a bunch of credit cards in 1 month. You're just going to look too credit hungry. So that's just how it is. They don't like to see that. So don't apply for too much credit too soon. You ask for your credit limit increases every 6 months. Don't ask for an increase every month. You got to space it out at least every 6 months. So no more than twice a year you can ask for your increase. You know what I mean? So number four, avoid carrying any balances. Try to get those balances paid off so your utilization doesn't skyrocket. You want to keep your utilization below 30%. If you really want to be on point, I say below 10%. So number five, don't overspend. Number five is don't overspend. Your credit card is not your debit card. You don't have the money at your leisure. You do have the money at your leisure, but you have to pay it back. It's not money that you worked for or anything like that. So you have to pay it back. So don't overspend. Number six, avoid closing any accounts. Try to reach out to them. Don't just close them down, even if you're not using them. Try to just, you know, reach out to them, see if you could just make your minimum payments, and you don't have to use it. A lot of cards, it definitely harm you and mess up your credit mix if you start removing a credit card. You're thinking, I'm not using it, it's hurting me. It's not. Just leave it, let it sit. Number seven, mix it up with different types of credit accounts. I'm going to say number one, you can stay away from, I don't like store accounts. I don't like the Walmart credit cards and all those store accounts. It's just not a good look. You're better off getting secured credit cards in that case. But mix it up, different types of credit accounts. Number eight is strive for a 10K credit limit on your card. So that's what you want to go for. Even if you get a card, a secure card, you put 500 on it, you build it up for a year, it could turn to an increase of 10. You know what I mean? So you just got to do your due diligence and just take your time. Number nine, take advantage of your rewards, your cashbacks and perks. A lot of people get these cards and don't even look at the rewards or the perks they have, and if you're a traveler, you might be getting some free flights and just from your everyday shopping. So if you're doing on your everyday shopping, the things you would get on your debit card that you was going to pay for anyway, just use it with your credit and pay your credit card bills with your debit. So you just do that. And number 10, invest in your credit card rewards. Like I said, just double down on them credit card rewards. Make sure you're getting all your free flights, your hotels, and things of that nature. So, and I said 10, but we're going to add in number 11. Number 11, be patient. Be patient. You can't build credit overnight. You got to take your time. You got to be patient, y'all. So we're just going to leave it at that. That was wrap it up for the credit conscious segment. We're going to keep it moving, you know?
Yeah, man. I hope everybody took notes on that, man. You cannot go wrong with getting your credit right. Whether you're trying to buy a house, whether you're trying to get a car, you need credit. No credit is still bad credit, people. So.
Sure, for sure. Like, you get invested, get it right. You know what
you
I mean?
Know? Let's so lock
stay
in.
Focus on it. You know what I mean? So let's get into the some music talk. Let's get into the music section.
Yeah. So music talk, the music segment, man. We gonna start it off with me, man. I've been dying my motherfucking thing, Jersey Joe.
I was just about to ask you, like, I know my boy be on the move. Whoa. Like, shows after shows.
Whoa.
Interviews after interviews. Whoa. You know what I mean? Whoa. State to state.
Man, you feel me? Catch your boy Jersey Jules live.
Yes.
Live and direct, mm-hmm. March 29th down in Camden.
Yes.
Follow me for the details and all that. Shout out to DGY Entertainment.
It's gonna be a movie.
Now THPC people put me on. Shout out to Now THPC.
That's what's up.
Shout out to DGYENT. You feel me? Shout out to Devin Young. I see you, my boy Jersey. Stay strong. You feel me? So March 29th, catch your boy down there in Camden. Hey, yo, it's open. Open bar all night.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Open bar
can't
all night and 420 friendly. Oh, it's a whole wave. So y'all already know, man. That's Jersey Jules language and shit.
I'm
so
gonna have to come over there, bring the table.
I promise you, it's all love, yo. And I don't live too far from it, so we live. Right, you feel me?
Nah,
like so, like and then March 30th, the next big showcase.
Right. Yes, yes.
Shout out to Good Company.
Shout out to Tarzan. Yes, shout out
Make
to
a Million. I see you.
Yes.
You feel
shout
me? Y'all see the
million.
Network.
Yes, yes,
we
yes.
come up here, we network. We don't just come up here, sit, we talk, we hee hee ha ha. We
network.
Come up here, we get business done, and we network full circle. This is how shit supposed to get done.
Now,
I'm about to show niggas
together.
How to really send that ladder back down. This is how you send the ladder back down. Pass it around, vertical and horizontal. Let's get it, man.
Right there.
So
bring
like,
the ladder down. Let's help your people come up.
Ooh, come
that
on.
That was a bar.
It's bigger than us. You feel
Definitely
me? So March 29th, I'm in Camden. March 30th, if you could catch me at 690 Park, the up in Cliffside Park, New Jersey. You feel me? For the next big showcase. Shout out to Good Company. Shout out to Tarzan. Get with them if you mm-hmm. want to perform and all that. And then you already know, man, we outside,
yes,
man.
Yeah, so let's keep it going. Meek Mill says that the gay narrative is being used to distract from his new music. I don't know. That's how he should have said that. You know what I mean? Like, people gonna mess with your music. They gonna mess with your music either way. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's creepy for him to even say something like that.
I don't know. Meek.
To say that that's what's happening to get people distracted from your new music is crazy.
I don't know that's what it is. Me, I'm gonna leave it there. I don't think it's that
at all. NLE Chopper got Krishan Rock face tatted on his face.
I don't know, man.
Yo,
that's some clout
shit.
Yeah,
these face tattoos,
they fucking.
I don't think so. But
that
hey.
Nigga hit.
Yeah, that just,
I ain't putting no bitch face on me. Listen, if I ain't hit, I ain't crack, I ain't.
That must have been some good, you know what I mean?
You,
for the face tat? Nah,
nigga.
I ain't getting no face tat.
Nah, nigga.
Listen, I'm not getting my wife face tatted on me. So that's not happening. It's just not happening. So
I'm just saying.
I'm just being real. Like, I'm not getting my
face
tatted.
Nah, dead ass. And I'm pretty
general.
Sure she would agree with the same
but
motherfucking
yeah,
shit.
She look at me like I'm
me?
Crazy. Like, that's
like,
wild.
Shit. Yeah, y'all out here doing some other shit.
Definitely. Like, the face tats is crazy. So listen to this. Birdman returns $50 million to Lil Wayne and apologizes.
Should've never took it in the first place, nigga.
You know what I mean? Should've never tried to keep it from him.
That's a prime example of somebody doing something for you and then taking it back when they get mad at you and shit.
Little Indian giver type vibes. Word. You know what I mean? But shout out to Birdman for giving it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out him putting his ego to the side.
Yeah, shout out for apologizing.
Putting that together, you know what I mean? Piecing that up with your son, with your family, because life is short. Life is short.
Shout out for the
apology. Yeah, man. Let me hold the dollar.
Yeah. So Nas joins Resorts World's $5 billion Queens Casino expansion project. Nas making moves.
Nas, throw the money in the casino. Nas, who else got a motherfucking Henny deal?
Talk to him. Casino move is a nice, the casino move is a nice move.
Nigga,
too,
do you know who would love a Henny deal? Everybody would love a Henny deal, like, know what I mean?
But, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't expanding it in casinos and stuff. Yeah. I don't know if it's a good thing for the community. I don't know New York too much
thing for him.
So, you know, maybe we'll do a podcast walking around the community when it open up, ask casino people how they feel about it.
Casino is good money, so
of course it's good money. But good money comes more crime and shit.
Definitely gonna be the community might not like it, but
when money comes, more crime comes. Especially you already in a crime state.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's a fact. So shout out to him, man. We'll see what happens. You know what I mean? We'll keep you posted on what's coming up with it. You know what I mean? Back to Biden. Joe Biden says the wave of planting female artists into the game is over. What do you think he meant by that?
Joe Budden said that.
Joe
Budden.
Joe
right?
Budden said that. Yeah. Joe Budden. I said Joe Budden. Pardon.
Yeah, I'm like, Biden? What Biden
Joe
know Budden, about
Joe Budden
that?
Said that. Yeah, word. I'm bugging.
Joe Budden said it is over planting.
There's no more planting female artists.
What is considered planting? People can understand this. I hear everybody saying it, but nobody's discussing it or going into it. What's your definition of planting?
Putting the artists into the game and making them do whatever. You know what I mean? Like
according
industry,
to whatever agenda,
to
right?
Whatever agenda.
All right, so we all got that understanding. Who is he directly talking to or talking about? He has somebody in mind when he said that.
He always does.
Of course he does.
He always does. So who you think?
Should we speculate?
What you speculating on?
Should we speculate?
I haven't been, you know what I mean, up on a female artist to say who I feel as though is being planted.
I love a couple of female artists. You know, or at least a single or two by them.
Yeah, so I don't really know.
That Yeah Glow planted. Hit, you heard?
Oh, yeah, Glow.
That Glow hit, you feel me? But what
I
wasn't
sure. She's planted.
I don't think she was planted. Because then her homegirls come up with her and shit.
Yeah,
I don't think that's planted. That's organic work right there. Or right place, right time.
So he definitely talking about somebody specific, though.
Yeah, we ain't gonna mention that name.
Yeah, he definitely talking about somebody
specific. We know who.
You know
y'all
who.
Know who.
I don't know who.
Y'all
so
know who.
I don't know who.
That's not what we do. That's gossip. We don't do gossip. That's why we ain't missing. We do real talk. You feel me? That's why you ain't mention. But y'all know who, and I'm gonna shut up on it. You feel me?
So New Edition kicks off their residency in Vegas.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, you said New Edition, right?
New Edition, yeah. Uh-huh. New Edition.
What's the first song that come to mind?
I don't even remember the songs, be honest with you. I don't even know. What's your first?
Shit, it's a few of them that come to mind, man. What's you guys first song that come, New Edition that come to mind? Go.
Drop it in the comments, y'all. If you want to laugh.
For real, man. Oh, man. But shout out to them, man. New Edition, obviously iconic.
Yeah, nah, for sure. It's definitely
legendary.
Definitely gonna be a lot of sold out shows. You know what I mean? So
goats, you feel me? So
what you ain't
saying?
Wu
Tang? No. Somebody else just dropped the residency.
Yeah, I was about to say it's another one. Somebody else did a residency. I can't think of it right now.
That ain't in the notes.
Nah.
Nah, it's somebody else out there. Nah, it's somebody else. You heard. But they doing their thing, man. All these artists are taking their talents to Vegas. And if you haven't been to Vegas, Vegas is obviously a wave. You feel me?
Never been.
Take a couple beds. Take a couple dollars out there. Don't go out there on some penny pinching shit. Yeah. Have you some fun. You feel me? And experience the life, man. And shit. So, but it's definitely a vibe.
I never. How long have you been to Vegas? How many times have you been to Vegas?
Three.
Three times?
Mm-hmm.
Like just Dolo or?
couple times. No,
family, bros.
You know, I just be outside.
Oh, I don't even get you jammed up. I ain't gonna ask
nothing. No, no.
Ain't nothing to get jammed up about now.
Not me. But nah, man. Look, man. Shout out to what month is this? St. Patty's Day, right? You be celebrating St. Patty's?
Me personally, no. Only people I know just go out and drink. Like, what else they celebrate? I don't really celebrate, so.
Yeah, I don't do nothing to you.
All my kids worrying about is Easter coming up.
Oh, shit.
That's it. Easter egg hunts, you know what I mean? Shit. Like, St. Patrick's
Day. Hey, man, really, enjoy that, man.
You know what I mean?
Man, I ain't really, really celebrate St. Patty's Day and shit. I might indulge this year, man.
Okay.
I might indulge this year, man. But, hey, man, we probably going to have another guest coming up here real soon. So, who would you guys like to see up here, man? Yeah. You let us know. Tell them to get at us. You feel me? This is what we do, man. The real talk, man. What's going on in the real world right now, man?
So, we're going to do last segment is actually the sports talk.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get into some sports talk real
quick. Yeah, it's been a crazy,
man. Yeah, I was about to say.
Whoa, the NFL been crazy lately, yo. A
few things going on.
Hey, yo, how y'all feel about Saquon Barkley going to the Eagles? I know how he felt. You seen that video of him coming there?
Nah.
That shit was awkward as hell and shit. He's like, hello, everybody.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, like
that nigga ain't know what to do.
Yeah.
That nigga hands with sweaty hands in his pocket.
Oh, man.
Shit, he thought Brandon Graham was going to tackle him.
Yeah.
He was ready to bust the move. Like, yeah, shit's awkward, nigga. Should stay your ass home. But then again, Giants should have signed him, man. What we doing? But we made some serious acquisitions and pickups. Giants, I like that. You feel me? Let's not overhype Brian Burns. Let him play first. I know he's a great athlete and stuff, but let him be him. Let's not lay pause, like lay it all on him at once. Like, let him be him. Let's not put too much on his shoulders. Let him get comfortable, people.
Give
you feel
time.
Me? This is a critical season. I know we still rebuild and I ain't got high hopes. This is still a critical season, though. You feel me? A critical season is a step in the right direction. For rebuilding. We're rebuilding. Cool. I like the offensive line pieces we got. We got a new offensive line coach. We need a new medical staff because they can't keep nobody healthy.
I don't think about them.
Nothing.
I don't even think about that medical staff.
Our medical staff person been there since the 80s, bro. Who is he keeping healthy?
Yeah, he got his old remedies he bringing.
Keep focusing, Giants. Keep doing y'all thing. At quarterback of the Giants, whoever you are, Daniel Jones, you too. Good luck.
Keep building. Word, salute.
Good luck, yo. You feel me? Like, let's ride. You feel me?
Yeah, so starting off, LA Clippers review new uniforms and logo. You saw it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it's all right. I like it. It's cool.
It was all right.
New branding.
You know, I give it a B minus.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I give it like a 7, maybe.
Yeah,
almost 8
like
out of 10.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's like
nice.
A 7.5, 7.
Yeah, it's cool. It's
6.
Cool. I appreciate the rebrand. You know what I mean? Trying to switch it up. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Different. You know what I mean? Guess.
Try to modernize everything.
Yeah,
everything.
I was about to say, get a different. You saw the. I heard they're trying to make the court that had the lights and everything on it at the All-Star game. So they're going to put that in the regular regulation.
Man, y'all taking NBA 2K too far now,
yeah,
bro.
That'd be too much, man. That'd be too much going on the court.
Eyes is hurting. He's going to need 3D glasses to watch real life in a minute.
That'd be a distraction to the players, though. That's too much going on, I think.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's entertainment. It's a business at the end of the day.
Hey,
shit is a circus.
Russell Westbrook invested into 180 affordable houses and units in LA.
My God. Do we expect anything less than Russell Westbrook greatness?
You know what I mean? Got to move that money around.
Mm-hmm.
Make it work.
We got to understand that a lot of these athletes, majority of the black athletes came from what? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Like, I came from nothing, too. And so every time I get something, I want to get that back because I know how it feels to have nothing. And I don't like seeing people with nothing.
Things could change quick in sports. So you got to have that money, you know, into real estate and went to other places. So
for real.
Injury could come up, get traded. You
that's
ain't
a certain sympathy that you develop when you come from nothing.
So
humbleness. So shout out to Russell Westbrook, all the other players doing y'all thing like that, man. Keep leading by example.
Yeah. So, Caitlin Clark, now leading scorer in D1 history.
Shorty be shooting that rock here.
Fire. Fire.
All she do is eat basketball, bro.
Nah, she nice to sell.
Words. Shout out to Caitlin. For real. Do your thing. I want to know. I can't wait to watch her play for the WNBA, man. Shout out to the WNBA doing their thing, man.
That's going
to
be a vibe.
Word. Shout out to South Carolina, number one. Like, yo, they some dogs down there. The women's basketball team. They could beat the Pistons right now. Like, y'all better stop playing.
That was the next one.
They could beat the
South Carolina balling, man. I was just about to say
for
that.
Real, man. Get them women a props.
Yeah, South Carolina women's basketball enters March Madness undefeated. You know what I mean? So,
undefeated.
You know what I mean? So shout out to them, man. Salute. They doing their thing, balling. LeBron, shout out to LeBron, hits 40,000 career points. 40,000 career points, man. Shout out to LeBron, man. Can he be stopped? Can he be stopped? Is he, is he the best? Is he the GOAT?
I don't even want to have to. You just got to put that young man into his own category at this point.
Nah, man, that's amazing.
Don't let that man strive in his greatness and let's appreciate it while he's doing it.
Yeah, that's what's
let's not take this moment for granted because we're gonna say, "Oh, I remember when." I remember when we here now, so let's appreciate that man. Shout out to LeBron, man. Keep going, King.
So speaking of LeBron,
I got a story about that too,
Yeah,
I ain't gonna tell that one.
I know you got a lot of stories, but I gotta ask you if you gonna let it out or not.
I actually do. I'm gonna leave that there. Shout out to Bron, though.
So speaking of LeBron and the family, should Bronny hit the NBA draft?
Nope.
Think he should stay in school?
Yeah, he need that experience. Yeah. Take that pressure off that young man.
Yeah, they definitely put too much pressure on him.
I understand he coming from greatness, but he's great in his own realm. Let him develop, bro. Yeah. He's young as hell. Let him get the experience. Let him have fun.
Yeah.
Let him make his mistakes on the lower level. So this way, you feel me? Bron, at his age and stuff, was different times and stuff. It's okay.
Yeah, it is. He definitely need to stay in school.
It's okay. It ain't going nowhere. The NBA ain't going nowhere.
Definitely not going nowhere. You gotta, you know what I mean? Stick to your education.
Word.
Always. You know what I mean? So definitely don't rush it, man. I don't think
he's doing something that his father didn't even do. He going to college. Playing ball in college.
I didn't think of that for sure.
Man, you do your thing, Bronny, in your way, yo.
Yeah.
Stay focused, young one.
So, judge orders Jerry Jones to submit a DNA test for woman claiming to be his daughter.
Damn, old freaky ass little boy. Oh!
Hit the wrong button on that. We gave him the applause. Oh, man.
Hey, son, old freaky ass little boy. He ain't trying to admit it. Hey, guys, let's start taking accountability.
Say claiming that's his daughter. Oh, man.
You know, if you know you, it's a possibility. It's a possibility, something like that. Know? And it coming is up. What it is, man. Like, I'd rather go out set with my head high than be confident out and trying to duck some responsibility.
Yeah. Nah, facts. I don't know. I don't think it's a clout move or nothing like that, so. Because if it happens, she's the daughter. Like,
take it. It's only one way to find out.
We need the DNA results. That's it. Like,
you feel me?
No more, no less. So, 76ers honoring Allen. Oh, damn. 76ers honoring Allen Iverson with a statue. Shout out.
Of course. Nothing but. Nothing but roses, applause, standing ovations.
Should have had
that's the way you honor the ones, the great ones that came through your organization, the great ones that put blood, sweat, and tears into helping you win and striving to be where you at as a company and stuff. That's the way you take care of your employees, by honoring them. Yeah. Having the ones that's there currently looking forward to something, like, yo, you know what, I can have my statue there and stuff.
Give them a
reason
to work.
Shout out to Allen Iverson for being... Being Allen Iverson, for choosing basketball and not football, man. Yeah, we appreciate you, King. For real.
Appreciate you for those crossovers. And everything.
I appreciate you for them sneakers, them zip-ups.
Fire.
I remember looking in the East Bay book like, damn, I wish I could afford these shit.
East Bay book.
Damn, I wish I could afford these shit.
I feel like East Bay books used to come in like two books a day. Like,
man, those shits used to be a tease. Like, mom, I know I could get this bread up.
Looking
like,
at them jerseys, bruh, and everything. That's a classic right there. For real. Shout out to East Bay. For real, man.
I spent hours living down when I was using to live down south, picking pecans, trying to fill up a big ass bag full of pecans, bro. Bro, spent hours from early morning, bro. I'm going to get this money up for these sneakers, bro. Word.
Like I said, pecans.
Word. Y'all don't know nothing about that, yo.
The NFL draft coming up.
Yeah.
Anything you want to see?
Giants, man. I want to see what you guys want to do. We bet not trade up. No need to trade up. Whoever we want is going to be at number six.
Yeah.
Whoever we want is going to be at number six. Do not jump. Do not don't hesitate neither to pull the trigger. If you want them at six, man, fuck it, go get them. But don't draft up.
All right, bet. So this the last one for the sports, but this probably like the biggest one of the big talks right now. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul boxing match July 20th, and it's being aired. It's being shown on Netflix. That's different right there. But
Mike Tyson gone.
See, but it's the thing. See, Mike Tyson, at the end of the day, I don't think Jake Paul could beat Mike Tyson in real life. But all the Jake Paul fights are rigged. You know what I mean? So I think they already gave Mike Tyson a bag to do something to get disqualified. But me personally, I'm hoping Mike get in that ring and forget the whole script.
You don't see him training and talking shit online, bro.
I just hope he like, man, I ain't losing for this bag and just knock his ass out.
Mike not playing like that. Mike got him playing for his reputation for no bag. Mike got a bag.
I know Jake Paul be rigging shit, but I don't think Mike Tyson gonna take the L. I don't think Mike Tyson not taking the L.
Mike Tyson not here to play, bro.
Man, if he fight how I think he need to fight, I think Jake Paul to be done in three.
Don't get me wrong,
bro. Mike's still old. Jake Paul ain't little,
bro. Real he shit. Not I remember being not a kid. Fight.
You know what I mean?
I remember being a kid, bro. Like a little kid, and I'm watching Tyson fight, and he knocked that nigga out in the first round, bro. Nigga, like as soon as that shit started,
the thing. Little kid, bro. Niggas, little kid, man. He's still older,
bro. That will always be Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I remember reading the newspaper. Yo, people were mad. They wanted the refund for the ticket.
Yeah.
Like they want him to knock him out in the first round like that. I remember that shit.
It would be great
bro.
Though to see Mike knock his ass out.
I'm telling you, he is, bro. You want to put a bet on it? I got 50 on it.
50 on what? That.
I got 50 on that Tyson gonna knock him out.
I can't bet on him in the first round. I got 50.
$50 first round knockout.
I bet that. Are we going to shake on that right now?
Hey, we shaking on
not
that.
First round, Mike.
I'm telling you.
Nah, it got to be more of a show. It's definitely not.
Mike don't give a fuck about no show, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I'll be happy to give you that
that's
50
this,
if
this
it does
the same
happen, though.
Dude that went on and said, happen. Yo, he admitted to whatever. He's like,
let me ask you this. You think Mike gonna go for the ear?
Nah, he ain't gonna go for it. He gonna go for the fucking kill. That's what that motherfucker. He like, yo, he been waiting for somebody brave enough
Mike
to step
Tyson
in the ring with him
bites
right now.
Jake Paul's ear off. Oh, man. That'd
bro,
be crazy
he been
headline.
Waiting for somebody brave enough. Yeah. That man got a few years of frustration built up in him. He just manage it better now. Like, he gonna tap in, bro.
We gonna see, man. I can't wait, man.
Oh, I would definitely see.
I would love to get some tickets to go to the fight for real to see that. Like,
you put me first round, I'm the motherfucking referee.
I love to see that, man.
Hey, that's bro, I'm the motherfucking referee. If I'm first round, I'm first front row. Man, you ain't gonna. Nice, man. I remember I did the celebrity boxing a couple months ago and stuff, and I was sitting ringside and shit, bro. I had crazy.
Shit was a movie, bro.
Outside of me shutting my performance down, bro, I was all on the fucking stage and shit. Like, hell, that shit was lit, yo. Shout out to Damon Feldman and shit, like, and celebrity boxing, man. Doing their thing, that's what's up, man. Yeah, so, I fuck with them, man.
That's what's up. So this was episode, you know what I mean?
Russell Wilson to the Steelers. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
It's already happened.
Oh, that's happening already. Yep. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up, man.
That's gonna be a crazy quarterback room. Let's hope them men can put the egos to the side and just listen to each other and stuff. If that could happen, bro, with a black coach like Mike Tomlin and stuff, I think they gonna go somewhere. Fucking Russell Wilson gonna go from let's ride to what's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna see what happens. We're gonna see what happens, man. We're gonna keep y'all updated on what's going on.
So it's gonna be a crazy NFL season. We're gonna look forward to that Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight. We got 50 on it. I'm saying Mike first round knockout.
I'm definitely saying Mike, but I don't think first round.
First round knockout is over. If it gets to that,
Jake gonna run. Or just block the whole first round.
He gonna fall. Ain't no running, you know, bro. Mike is.
We'll see.
Jake bet not come out there on some, I'm a jab, and
he
look
can't
pretty.
Play. He can't
Mike
play.
Mike coming out there.
He definitely can't play with him, though. I swear to God,
Mike coming out there.
Yeah.
He'd be wild.
He'd definitely be wild.
For at least the first four rounds, bro.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, man. We're going to keep y'all updated. So once again, man, shout out Vion.
Yeah.
Shout out Bel Air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out Clarity. We here, man. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. Episode 9. You know what I mean?
Make sure you follow us, man. The Real Talk Show, number 2. Shout out to DJ Chase, DJ Chase Radio. Follow us on all platforms. You feel me? Listen to us on all platforms. Subscribe to our YouTube.
Yes.
The Real Talk Show 973. And we here, man. Jersey Jules,
keep it moving.
Sis, I see you. Rose.